Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into the profound truth of God's love and Jesus' role as our mediator. The Bible verses for today are found in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 to 6, for there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and the human race, Christ Jesus, himself human, who gave himself as ransom for all.
Picture this, a single, majestic God ruling over all of creation. It's not just some distant, uncaring deity, but a God who deeply cares about us, his human creations. Isn't that amazing? Now here's where it gets even better. This God, in his infinite wisdom and love, didn't leave us to figure things out on our own. He gave us a mediator, a bridge between himself and us. And who is this mediator? None other than Christ Jesus. Think about it, Jesus, fully God and fully human, stepping into our world to connect us with the divine. He understands our joys, our struggles, our very humanity, because he lived it. This is the heart of our faith, one God accessible to us through one mediator, Jesus Christ. It's a truth that changes everything about how we approach life and our relationship with God. Now let's dive deeper into the incredible reality of Jesus as the God-man. Imagine the creator of the universe, the Almighty God, choosing to become one of us. It's mind-boggling, isn't it? Jesus, fully divine, took on human flesh and lived among us. He experienced the same joys and struggles we face daily. He felt hunger, fatigue, and even temptation, yet without sin. This wasn't just a cosmic costume change. It was a profound act of love and empathy. By becoming human, Jesus bridged the gap between divinity and humanity, his mission. To reconcile us with God, he came to repair the broken relationship between Creator and creation, to bring us back into harmony with our Heavenly Father through his life, death, and resurrection. Jesus opened the way for us to experience true communion with God. This is the heart of the gospel, God's relentless pursuit of relationship with us, culminating in the person of Jesus Christ.
Jesus' sacrifice wasn't just a historical event. It was the ultimate act of love that changed everything. He willingly offered himself as a ransom for all humanity. Think about that for a moment. The Son of God choosing to pay the price for our sins. It's almost too incredible to comprehend. This sacrifice wasn't just symbolic, it had real tangible effects. It broke the chains of sin that had bound us for so long. Imagine the heaviest, most unbreakable chains you can think of. That's what sin does to us. But Jesus' sacrifice shattered those chains, freeing us from their weight and grip. The impact of this act of love goes beyond just breaking chains. It opened the door to reconciliation with our Heavenly Father. We were separated from God, but Jesus' sacrifice bridged that gap. It's like he built a bridge over an uncrossable chasm, allowing us to walk right into the presence of God. In this world of confusion and deception, we face a relentless enemy who seeks to blind us from the truth. He spreads lies and distortions, hoping to keep us from seeing the light of God's love. But here's the good news. God's word stands firm, shining like a beacon of truth in the darkness. It's unwavering, unchanging, and unshakable. No matter how much the enemy tries to twist reality, the truth of God's love and Jesus' sacrifice remains constant. This eternal truth has the power to set us free from the clutches of deception. When doubts creep in or fears assail us, we can hold on to this truth with unwavering faith. It's our anchor in the storm, our light in the darkness, guiding us back to the path of righteousness and hope. I find incredible comfort in knowing that Jesus is our mediator between God and humanity. He's not some distant, detached figure, but someone who truly understands our human experience. Jesus walked this earth, felt our emotions, and faced our struggles. He knows what it's like to feel joy, pain, and everything in between. This understanding makes Jesus the perfect bridge to connect us with the Father's heart. When we're overwhelmed, Jesus gets it. When we're celebrating, he rejoices with us. He takes our hopes, fears, and deepest longings and presents them to God in a way that only he can. Through Jesus, we have a direct line to the heart of the Father. He doesn't just translate our words, he interprets our very souls. This intimate connection allows us to experience God's love, grace, and mercy in profound ways. It's like having a best friend who also happens to be divine, always there to guide us closer to God's embrace. Let's stand together in faith, embracing Jesus' love sacrifice and truth with open hearts. In a world full of challenges, it's crucial to hold on to our faith as an anchor. Remember, Jesus' sacrifice wasn't just a historical event. It's a living reality that empowers us daily. When life gets tough, and believe me, it will lean into the truth of God's unwavering love for you. This faith isn't just about personal comfort. It's a beacon of hope in a darkened world. So let's challenge ourselves to not only believe, but to live out this faith boldly. When doubts creep in, recall the profound truth of Christ's mediation, your struggles, your joys, your entire journey. Jesus understands it all. Hold fast to this assurance, letting it strengthen you through every trial and triumph.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we are in awe of your love and the gift of Jesus, our perfect mediator. Thank you for sending your Son, fully God and fully human, to bridge the gap between us and you. Lord, we are grateful for his sacrifice, which broke the chains of sin and opened the way for us to be reconciled with you. In times of doubt and struggle, remind us of this truth and let it be our anchor. Help us to hold fast to the light of your love and to live boldly in the freedom that Jesus has won for us. In his precious name, we pray. Amen. Friends, as we part ways for now, let's carry the light of love and peace with us. Share this message of hope and encouragement with those around you, spreading blessings wherever you go. Until we meet again, may you be surrounded by God's grace and filled with his abundant blessings. Take care and see you soon.